Yo guys, it's your girl back in the building. Yo, please give Daniel a round of applause for me. He's still allowing me on his podcast. Wow. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I feel like a star, some sort of like superstar or something. But thank you, Daniel, really. So, I was just, you know, I think in one of the previous episodes, I said I wanted to talk about structural functionalism before. My God, I am in a Nigerian home, a typical Nigerian home, and they are currently blending tomatoes. So if you are hearing any, background noise or something, please bear with me. There was a day I wanted to record, and then our neighbor's child started crying. Like, she wasn't even crying, she was wailing. She was not even weeping. She was actually wailing. I was literally tempted to use my slippers and throw over the fence and shout, "Will you shut up?" But I don't know if you're hearing their voice too. I hope you aren't, really. I hope you aren't, because these guys can be annoying. So, 1 minute of me ranting. What a rant. Okay, so let's move into it, yeah? Like I said before, I wanted to, at some point, talk about structural functionalism. Or, in layman terms, the usefulness of every single thing, person, or event, literally. So, I know sometimes society can make it look like, oh, some things are more important than some others, or some things deserve more accolades than others. Now, I don't want to sub anybody. I'm not subbing tech bros, I promise you. But now it is seeming like, oh, tech is the most, I don't want to say important, okay? I don't want anybody to bash my head. But to say, oh, tech is like, if you're not doing tech, then you are really wasting your time, or stuff like that. And I don't exactly buy into that idea. I don't exactly buy into that idea, because if we want to really look at it, the person that sells meat pie on the road, that sells it for 200 naira, I'm not talking about when you go into Mr. Biggs and you see meat pie of the same size and the same content and they are selling it for 500 naira. I'm talking about the person selling it for 200 naira, hawking it on the road. That person is just as important as the Mr. Biggs restaurant selling it at 500 naira. Somebody, having a kiosk at the side of the road, repairing shoes, is just as important as an actual shoemaker that has a walk-in store. I don't exactly find it comfortable when we try to make some things look more important as others. Everything is equally important. Structural functionalism literally buys into the idea of the important functionalism of every single feature of a component, or every single component of a whole. So if you want to say we only need the high income earners in Nigeria, it's not even possible and it's not functional. The high income cannot be high income without the low income. What makes you high is that there's a low. What makes the low income low is that there's a high. What makes the middle income a middle income is that it is in between the low and the high. So you are literally something because of something else. You are someone because of someone else. Either as a person, for people that want to buy into this idea of I'm a self-made individual, you are not a self-made individual. Nobody is. Everybody is a function or a result of different influences over the years. There's this argument, nature versus nurture, which wins, which gets the more out of the personality of a person. Is it the nature, inbuilt biological features of a person, or is it nurture, that the societal build-up of that person? It's still an ongoing debate till now. Right, still a very big debate, but you cannot. I don't want to say my part of that, or my own opinion of that argument, but the truth is that influence plays 100% role in making whatever it is become what it is. So in structural functionalism, I think where I'm trying to head towards is you appreciating every single little thing that you see. You do not see a shoemaker or a puff-puff seller on the road and say ordinary puff-puff seller or you agbero. Lagos will not be what it is without the agberos. That's the truth. It doesn't mean that that particular component cannot evolve into something else. But in the current reality where it is an ideal and a very important component or part of the whole. You can't talk about government without talking about government parastatals. And the way you come down to government parastatals, the federals are the federals because there is the state and there is the local. The state literally cannot do anything per se or cannot do some certain things without passing it down through the locals. So why then would you look down on the locals? You are a teaching staff in a university. Why would you look down on the person that is making sure that where you would stay to teach? Why would you look down on the person that would make sure that where you would stay to teach is clean and proper? Why would you look down on an engineer? Why would you look down on a cleaner or a tailor when the person is performing an equally functional and important role to the reality that you currently are living in? I think what I'm boiling down to is you are not important. You might be important, but it is really, really key that we know that every other person is just as important for our current reality. If the reality changes, their importance can change, but at no point will everybody be equal or perform equal tasks. It doesn't mean that some people are higher than others and some people are lower than others in terms of functionality. So I think what I'm trying to say is respect yourself. Don't be a fool. Don't be proud. You are just one tiny dot in the whole play of things happening in the universe. There's really no need to make yourself more than you think you are or make yourself more than you actually are. And in doing so, see the next person as an important unit of a reality that you are living in. Whether you like the role that that person is playing or you don't, just because you like something or you approve or disapprove of something doesn't make that particular thing less valid. It doesn't. It just means that you don't like it. You feel it could be done in a better way. If you're not able to come up with that better way, you shut the hell up. So the point is, you are not better than anybody else. You are just performing a role in reality, same as everybody else. There is no need to say, can you imagine that conductor? Who does he think he is? Who do you think you are? Because according to structural functionalism, you guys are literally playing equal parts, or would I say playing important parts in equal realities. So I hope this helps somebody. You know, I hope this calls back to, you know, to order the mind or the perspective or philosophy of anybody, because everybody's important. And it's not that everybody's important the way people are saying, oh, everybody's important. Everybody's actually important. As far as they are living under the same reality that you are living in, they are contributing to, they are feeding a feature that you can never feed. And if that feature is removed from your current reality, it will mess your reality up. It is the absolute truth. So until your reality changes, reality, I mean context and event. I don't mean like multiverse or anything, right? Until that reality changes, there really shouldn't be any form of disparity in activities or actions or behaviors towards each other. It really shouldn't be so. I don't even know if I made any sense at all. But I hope that I did. And you let me know what you think. Have a good day, you guys. Stay safe. And love. Love people. Don't be an advocate of war or violence. Choose love today and always.